Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Angler News Podcast Series. This is your KZN report for the 7th of October 2022. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and guys, Cobtober has officially kicked off. Now, the fishing this past week has been a little bit off on the central part of KZN. However, if you have been traveling north or south, the fishing has been absolutely fantastic, especially if you are up in the Richards Bay area, which we're going to get into later on in the show. But for now, what I can tell you is that the offshore fishing has been amazing. There has been a variety of species being caught with different methods, and this has been proven to be very productive throughout the entire KZN coastline. If you're fishing rock and surf, well, there has been edibles and inedibles in abundance. There are finally some decent inedibles for those looking for pretty much testing their might with those rods bending on off KZN. As for the freshwater, well, there's something for everyone. However, the main focus has been on the bass. Now, we are going to get into all of it in the show. But before that, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltist Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance, these are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, Kingfisher, for making this show possible. So, guys, let's get into this week's fishing report. And we are with Adam once again, where he is talking about all the activity that his friends has been up to, as well as this week's weather report. So, guys, this is Adam down the South Coast, and he is reporting on areas from Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, into Margate, going down to Yuvongo, Shirley Beach, and Port Shepston.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. Trust all is well in the fishing community. Guys, can you believe it? We're already in Cobtober, the 5th of the 10th, 2022. Wow, this year is going by fast. However, that being said, we can definitely still hope to bag a decent fish or a PB by the end of the year, if the weather stays the way it is and the seas stay settled. Guys, that being said, let's move over to the weather for the weekend. Friday, the wind averages about 20 to 25 kilometers per hour, still with the southerly wind dropping in the evening with the swell sitting at the 2 meter mark. Saturday, however, doesn't seem to be too great, guys, as the wind will be blowing way over the 30 kilometer per hour mark, and the swell picking up to the 2.5 meter mark with a longer wave period. Sunday and Monday does seem to be the pick of the weekend, especially as the holidays are coming to an end, unfortunately, with the wind dying down and the swell dropping as well. However, guys, we just need to remember that these are just forecasts and predictions, and there are loads of apps out there that will tell you what the weather is doing, and they are not always correct. I think sometimes the best thing is just lick your thumb and stick it out a window. But that being said, guys, let's move over to the fishing. The guys still looking to catch an edible fish or to go scratching will definitely still be rewarded, as the bites have still been fairly good down on the lower coast. They just haven't been as thick and fast as the previous weeks. There are still loads of bronze bream, kalyun, brusher, blacktail, like loads of rockhod coming out, and that does seem to be good for the edible fishermen. In terms of non-eds, it hasn't been too great, as there's been a few small black tips and greys around. We are definitely waiting for summer season to hotten up, that is for sure. Moving over to the Garrick, the gentleman of the sea, as we all know him. there have definitely been some smaller to mid-sized garrick being caught on the lower coast, with a local guy by the name of Stephen catching a garrick and a brusher within this past week. So that's good to see. Nice to see those garricks still around. However, they have definitely been caught on lure bait and live bait. So guys, pick your poison. Moving over to the cob. Cob have still been around with a lot of small shoaling cob or smaller size cob, which is always fun on the lighter tackle setup. There was a nice sized one that came out recently by a local angler of the name of Marlon, who caught it in the sandspit area. Going over to deep sea in terms of bottom fishing has been great, as it always is on the lower coast, with some decent sized keelback, yellowtail, Scotchman, a couple of rockcod, and a few big Englishmen coming out, especially in the Ramsgate area, with a local by the name of Mohammed catching a few size Englishmen, and especially in the bigger 2 kilo mark on bottom baits. So guys, the tuna haven't been wild this side. It's been a bit of a hit and miss in terms of them. Game fish hasn't been great, anything to report. However, keelback, yellowtail, I would say that's probably going to be the pick of the week. Otherwise, bottom fishing as usual if you do manage to get a gap to go out deep sea. Bass-wise, or freshwater fishing, has been okay locally, with our local bass still not in a full spawn yet. However, don't let that deter you from going and throwing a lure or two, particularly in the darker colors, June bug and black, or anything with a red flake in it, as we know. Midmar definitely does seem to be a dam that is picking up recently, with another local and friend of mine by the name of Brian fishing in the KZN small craft comp recently. He did report a lot of the 2 to 3 kilo size bass being caught, especially in the shallows on chatterbaits, spinnerbaits and cranks, particularly in the early mornings. Moving over to the smaller soft baits as the sun come up. So guys, wanting to head for a few decent sized bass locally, I think our chaps should head towards Durban, as I don't think our bass locally have got the message, Vinesh. Guys, with that being said, please just remember we are in the middle of the holidays, so please show the holiday makers some hospitality. And also just remember, we are not known as the friendly coast for nothing. So if you do see a fellow angler struggling, please go and help him out and just show him a thing or two. Plus guys, as we all know, please stick to your limits, your sizes, and also your licenses. Plus keep your areas clean and safe, particularly as we have a lot of youngsters running around on our beaches. Leave them how you would like to see them the next time you visit. So guys, have a super weekend. Tight lines, stay safe, and let's see those catches.
Thank you so much, Adam. Always great to hear from you, my friend. So guys, looks like Saturday is not looking so good due to that heavy winds coming through. However, the rest of the few days thereafter is looking very favorable. Now, as Adam mentioned, this is merely a forecast. It is a fishing report. It is not a prediction. So let's see what happens over the next few days until the wind subsides. Now, I love the part that Adam said, which was the garrick is on the bite no matter what. So whether you fish in lure or bait, pick your poison. Now moving on to the offshore side, to reiterate what Adam has said regarding that slower game fishing, we have Jan down the south coast, well off Shelly Beach to be more precise, and he's going to give us this week's offshore report if you're heading down there.
Good evening, fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. The weather hasn't been playing fair with us lately. It's been up and down, but on the good days, we've had some good fishing. We've seen some yellowtails, some keelback, quite a few crackers, rosy jobfish, big slingers, nice protea breams. The tunas have been very shy. We've had a couple coming, not big, but in the 8 to 10 kg class. And then, of course, the Warus are here, and possibly also the Pitos, because we are experiencing quite a few bite-offs and have now decided to put some steely places. See what we can do with these guys. Guys, enjoy. Until next week, we'll report again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yeah, well, the weather has been up and down, but the fish is still on the bite, especially on that bottom end. And I am glad to hear about that. Wahoo! So, yoo-hoo for that. Now, moving on to our areas of Amanzimtoti and Warner Beach, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his fishing report for the week.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Yeah, the Eastley got up early this morning, going up, grass has risen quite high. Now, I've had good water the last couple of days, and quite a few diamonds have come out, up to about 40. And mainly that sort of 10, 15, I suppose. Small sandies, those 10 kg ones, some blues, a bit of a brown here and there. Chap lost, I think it was a honeycomb. Wore through his trace on Sunday next to me while he's fishing for Garrick. And a few Garrick have come out on live mullet and whole Natal sods. I haven't been able to raise one on a whole mackerel yet, funny enough. Still the odd pocket of bait far out. I think some of them are sods still going south. Lots of whale activity, some porpoise sort of inside the back line. A few shad have come out here and there, twos, threes, fours, a couple of bigger ones that are up to about 2.5. I'm still obviously brush around. Some of the banks are starting to look nice with those big stumpies now. Big honeycomb should, spring early summer ones should be along the flats if you're keen on a long tussle. There's been some nice mullet too. It's the first mullet I've seen the last couple of weeks, just on the behind the shore breakers, big clean mullet. I've sort of been missing along our stretch here for most of the year. Yeah, other than that, let's hope this Eastley, it's going to blow hard today. It's going this hard already. So we'll just have to see how it goes. And so potential is there. I see lots of sea lice up. They've been missing along the flats too. Been very hard to get them, actually. But let's see what happens during the week. Tight lines and go well.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Wow, what a fantastic report. Good weather, good fishing, edibles, inedibles. Finally, Warner Beach is looking awesome with that amount of bait fish around. And the fish being there, Warner Beach is certainly the area to be. Now, is that the case for Durban? Well, we've got Mike V to tell us exactly what's been going on.
How's it, mate? Yes, fishing the last couple of days has been very good. Between brusher and stumpies, bronze bream and stone bream, edible fishing has been on the rise. There's been a couple lovely cob. And it's been all over. There isn't one spot that fired better than others. The guys that put in the time and place, they got some good bite. Inedible wise, couple grey sharks, a few big diamonds I've heard of, one or two honeycombs and sandies in between as well. Also, the bite's been all over, not in one particular spot. You're going to have to go and look. I've fished four times in the last week. I've got one dub that was in the basin. The ski boat guys, there's some edibles on the bottom. Bottom fishing's been okay. A couple tunny around. I saw some pictures of snook. I'm not sure if they're old pictures or new pictures. The bay's been throwing some lovely grunter again, up to 5-6 kilos. Quite a few of them. The guys fishing stand water have been getting some. The guys on the boats been getting some. A couple of kingies have started in the bay as well. Some nice GTs. I heard of one of 6 kilos. I didn't see a pick of it. But yeah, that's about it, my bud. Have a cracker. Thanks, man. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Wow, I absolutely love it. The fishing is fantastic in Durban as well. So this is some great fishing all the way from the South Coast right into Durban. And to reiterate Mike V's fishing report, we've got Brad Krobler, which is off a charter boat in Durban. And this is his fishing report.
Oh, good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, the past week, we've had what I call ping-pong weather. One day northeast, one day southwest. Fishing hasn't been the greatest. We managed to get out today in quite a strong northeaster to do some fishing. We managed to get a couple of fish, some very, very nice Miss Lucy's, also known as rubber lips, a whole lot of slingers, and yeah, some nice fish, some nice rock hards. On the southern side of the bluff area, there have been some beck coming out. But once again, it's a hit and a miss. No real fireworks. They're there tonight, they're gone tomorrow. On the positive side, the water's starting to warm up. So very, very soon we're going to be having the green jumping fish arrive and the proper game fishing. So guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck.
Thank you, Brad. So looks like the offshore fishing has had a bit of ping-pong weather and sounds like the same with the fishing. However, the rest of fishing in Durban is really quite fantastic, especially in the harbour. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you certainly have seen our covered angler, Mr. Mike Pereira, with one of the biggest grunters I've ever seen. So well done to you, Mike, on that. Now, moving out of Durban, does the great fishing continue? Well, let's check it out. Up the North Coast, starting off with Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well and catching fish. I certainly haven't heard of a lot of fish this week, but I put that half down to the fact that it's ban season kicked off as of the first of this month. So in our area, we generally fish predominantly for shad. Our locals love the shad fishing here, and it's quite good shad fishing, and we have a lot of fun. And when the shad ban season kicks in, we normally see a bit of a dip in the fishing. And to me, it's good news and bad news. Obviously, guys like to get out there and do some shad fishing and all of that, and then when the ban season kicks in, it's generally when the fishing starts to get really good and those bigger shad start to move through. And right at that stage, when it starts to take off, normally the ban kicks in. So it's a little bit of a bad thing in that way. But in another way, it's good to see a little bit of a drop in fishing, because it means that a lot of guys are abiding by the rules and they're not completely disregarding the ban. There are obviously a couple of guys that do still go down there and still catch their shad. And we just encourage everybody to try and get a little bit involved with that and try and educate the guys that are fishing for shad during the ban season. It's just a two-month break. You can start fishing again on the 1st of December. And let's be honest, a two-month break to benefit the population of the shad is nothing, you know. We can do without it. It's peak time for bronze bream and for brusher. A lot of stumpies in our area and Belito here as well. There are a lot of other species to fish for when the shad are on the ban season. So just be a bit mindful of that. And then, like I said, try and educate the guys. You don't have to take an aggressive approach to it. I've been on the beach and I've seen guys get completely aggressive towards people fishing for shad. And turns out that the guys fishing for shad were holiday makers, and they actually didn't know that it was shad ban season. So we always try to promote educational ways, and like I said, just go about it like that and not an aggressive approach, because at the end of the day, everybody needs to be educated, everybody needs to be taught. And if you're fishing for shad and somebody comes along and says, listen guys, ban season, you aren't allowed to fish, respect that. I'll definitely say that it's for the benefit of the population, for the species. And as I said, we're going to have a lot of other fishing coming up going into summer. The next 2 months are going to be phenomenal for the rise on the incoming species, like your summer flatfish and all of that. So we really don't have to worry too much about the shad alone. Having said that, we've had a phenomenal run of Bronze Bream as well. That's been keeping the guys busy. We had a really quiet week last week, and I think thanks to the weather, we've actually had a little bit of an increase. And one thing that we've seen from our customers now, the Stumpies have come on the bike significantly more than the last few weeks. And the Brusher as well seem to be moving their way further and further up. I think last week we saw a lot of Brusher at La Mercy area. And this week we've seen a lot of guys catch more in the Westbrook area. So they are slowly moving their way up. But the one thing is for sure, the Stumpies have definitely been on the bite around the boulders here in Bolito. And then obviously moving all the way up to Tinley Manor side, the catches increase significantly now. So Stumpies are going to be my suggestion. If you're a shad fisherman and you want to go and catch something, try go for Stumpies. Put a big rod out. Normally what I'll do is I'd put a octopus tentacle out or a crab bait, something like that. And then I'd fish with a smaller rod for stuff like Bronze Bream and whatnot. What you could also do, which is what most of the guys have been actually catching the Stumpies on recently, is use a sardine head and belly. And that has been probably the more effective bait at the moment. The only problem with the sardine head and belly is that if there are a lot of carantine and smaller species around, you do have to change your bait out a lot more frequently as opposed to crab and octopus tentacle. So if you're the type of person that wants to fish with two rods and just get some smaller fish to take home for the pan as well, fish with the hardy bait. Don't fish with your sardine head. So bear in mind that the sardine head has got a higher chance this time of the year of catching a Stumpy. So from the rock and surf front, that's basically it. On the boats and the skis, the guys have still been catching snook. We seem to be on an endless run of them. It's not wild, but the guys that are fishing quite hard are catching. So that's something I would target now. And then I'll just look forward to the summer fish coming up. We have seen one or two reports and pictures of Dorado. So that's quite nice to see. I saw a picture of a 10 kilo Dorado female. So that's a lovely female Dorado, that size. And nice to see that they're starting. It's only going to get better from here. And if we've got them coming through now, then I've got a very good feeling that we're going to have a phenomenal season. As far as your freshwater goes, I've been fishing Hazelmere a bit and still catching quite a few fish. The bait balls seem to be abundant. There's a ton of bait in the water. It seems that we've had a really good spawn. And the one thing that I noticed from the last session is that the fish are hitting topwater baits a lot more frequently now. So early mornings, late afternoons, you get in there with your weightless plastics, with your little poppers. I personally don't feel that it's really the right time of the year for frogs yet. Frog is to me more of a later summer presentation. And it's not to say that you won't catch fish on a frog now. It's just that you've got much better opportunity on a smaller popper, something like your Zara's Hooks or like a Hidden Popper. Your little Rattler poppers are absolutely phenomenal this time of the year, and we've got some new mini poppers in the Rattler range which seem to be doing some damage with the fish protecting fry and the fish feeding on those fry. So fish them slowly around the points, fish them slowly around all of the trees and rocky outcrops, and you'll find that if you can fish as close to structure as you can with the popper, you're going to get more fish now. That is the trend that I've been seeing anyway at this stage of the year. So yeah, bass fishing, phenomenal. Guys, get out there, report back to us and let us know what's happening. We appreciate all of the feedback. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. What a fantastic report, my friend. Thank you for the advice on the bass fishing. I personally would have went with frogs as top water. However, I'm glad to know that is still a bit early for that. Now, as Jensi mentioned, shad fishing season is closed. Guys, let's respect the bag limits. As Jesse said, it is just merely 2 months. There is such a variety of other species to be caught. We've got Bronzebury, we've got Brusher, the Stumpies are really on the bite. There is really no reason why we cannot respect this ban season and, you know, fish within these regulations just for these 2 months, and let's keep it fishing for the future. Now, moving on from Bolito, we are in Mtanzini Banks with Nick, and this is what's been going on in his area for this past week.
Good afternoon, Vinesh. We've just come off another load shedding, and we've got one more left for the day. First taken. Even though it's school holidays, there's not a lot of fishing going on. I'll tell you what, the wind's been pumping most days. When people have had a chance to go down fishing the surf, they've mainly been catching small sharks, snapper, puffers. They'd fish with an S, which I'm not allowed to talk about, 2 months. Yeah, so the windows have been very small when you can fish. Same with ski boating. The ski boats tried their luck on Sunday. You see, the weather did hold for quite long on Sunday, too, just after lunch, and the last boat was in by 2 o'clock. The 3 boats that went out, nobody got quota, no game fish at all. They just got some bottoms, 2 very nice big morph guns that came out. The slingers that I saw were small, and probably in grade 11, and not yet past the age, but the river. I never saw you that. It's about, in this week, 2 nice sized river snapper have been caught. I believe both on live bait. He came a barracuda. So it looks like the summer fish are back. This morning, I got asked to identify a fish. It was a very nice, probably the biggest spotted snapper I've seen. It's also known as Greedy Guts, or Black Spot Snapper, the 3 names. They're quite a nice size one. They don't grow very big, as I'm sure you know, but it's nice when people catch, a nice big fish for the species. And it's nice to see that the lagoons are busy. Actually, I think probably on most weekends, more people come here and fish for that. Fish for the lagoon because of the amount of species of fish in there. And there is an angling club, I know, that wander around. I think they call themselves specimen anglers. They've come here a few times over the last few years, and they also go and fish in the surf and then use the river to pick up their species count. So it's a nice place for doing that. But weather looks a bit windy in the afternoon for the rest of the week. But most evenings the wind drops, so if you are camping, you can go down for a night session. Otherwise, if you're not camping in the park, you have to get out the park by 7. So, got a few days of holiday left. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Always great to hear from you, my friend. So, unfortunately, the wind factor has made the window of fishing a bit limited. However, the river fishing is still on fire, as it was the last few weeks, and is certainly an area to possibly take the kids out fishing before they round off their school holidays. I'm sure they'll be going back to school with a lot of bragging rights. Now, speaking of guys with bragging rights, it sounds like everyone in Richards Bay, whether they are fishing north or south of Richards Bay, rock and surf or offshore, or even the estuary, is going back home with something to talk about. So here is Ali with exactly what's been going on over this past week.
Hi, Vinesh. How are you? This past week has been a wild week in a harbour, with plenty of garracks being caught, as well as some salmon from the shore using live bait or while spinning. Deep sea anglers also had a good time catching salmon and rockhard on the north side, as well as a few other species of bottom fish. Then on the south side, there's plenty of kingfish as well as cuta being caught while jigging or trawling, as well as some tuna. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines. Until next time. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Ali. I'm glad to hear the good times keep on going on at Richards Bay. And also to continue with some good fishing in Richards Bay is the bass fishing. Clearly that warm water has been producing the fish, as there's been some good reports of the bass dams in Richards Bay being quite productive. Now moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Well, I've just chatted with my friend Dennis, and it seems as though Cape Vidal has been a little bit quiet. There has been a few sightings of some really nice-sized fish. However, nothing has seemed to be bending the rods out there. For St. Lucia, well, a very nice kingfish that has just come out yesterday, and there's been some good night fishing. Generally, the fishing has been a little bit on and off. However, there has been a bit of cob and grunter. And if you are going out with the family for the weekend, definitely carry some light tackle, because there's a lot of scratching species on the bite. Guys are having a lot of fun on that. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week, which has been really fantastic. How about the freshwater? Well, we've got Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and he is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. Jan here from the Kingfisher in Maritzburg. So the weather gods seem to be a little bit confused currently. Snow the week before last, followed by cooking temperatures this past week, which, judging by the lack of fishing reports coming in, seems to have kept the anglers indoor, I suspect, or maybe down to the beach. While we wait for the spring-summer rains to come, the warm and hot daytime temperatures are not helpful for the current low water conditions, for the trout especially, that is, which is much better suited to yellowfish, that is scaly, and the bass. Unfortunately, the forecast for the week ahead doesn't look all that promising in this regard either, just a spit in the spot on some of the days over the next week. And then of course, as I was driving home today, what happens? There seemed to be a mother of a storm brewing. It was very black. But yeah, it just turned out to be a bit of a spit in the spot and a bit more of electrical excitement more than anything else. But let's hope that there's more rain coming up a little bit later. With the upper reach of the trout streams low and warming up, the anglers seem to be putting their efforts into the lower beats where there's a bit more flow. Good fish are still being reported from the Natal Fly Fishers Club beats on the Bushman's River, along with a cautionary note of very warm, quote-unquote, water on one of the reports. With the size of the fish that can be expected from these beats, ranging up to about 19 inches, that is 48 centimeters, it's best to tackle up with a slightly heavier tippet in order to get the fish in and released as quickly as possible. Same applies to the trout still waters if you're practicing catch and release. With the current interest in going as light as possible, the downside is fighting a fish in the warmer surface waters for a much longer period, which results in an excess buildup of lactic acid and the possible demise of the fish, even if you think you've released it successfully and it seems to have swum away. Top tip for fishing still waters as we head into summer is to fish deep and slow. Fish will tend to head for the bottom in search of the cooler water. Pay attention to the structure of the land surrounding the dam and you'll get an idea where the deeper water is. Most promising is the channel of the old riverbed, of course. Look for the old inlet versus the old outlet, which is usually in the middle of the dam wall, and plot a possible path between the two. This may sound somewhat restrictive to those fishing from the bank, and is probably better suited more to the float tube anglers. If bank angling, the best time will be early morning when fish may be found midging in the shallows after the cooler nighttime temperatures. They will then move off into deep as the edge waters warm up. So the choice is to either call it a day, say by 10 a.m. normally for summer, or hop into that tube. News from the SA Protea team that recently competed in the 41st FIPS Moosh World Fly Fishing Championship in Spain is that the team placed a very credible 11th place out of 22 teams. Of note is that Durban angler Sean Dixon took a first place overall individual win in the fifth and final session with 16 fish. No mean feat to beat the world's top anglers, and a hearty congrats goes to Sean. More news from SAFA, that is the South African Fly Fishing Association, is that there's much happening on the competition front right now, as they are back to back with national events. The youth guys have been in practice up in the Vaal for the last week. Some great fish have been coming up in the form of smallmouth yellows, muddies and carp, giving the guys a proper line stretch, and competition is currently taking place. B Nationals is just over 2 weeks away and will take place in the Underberg area of KZN. So vices will be getting worked overtime in prep, and wading boots will be at the ready for miles and miles of tramping riverbanks. The scaly anglers will be pleased with the current dearth of any significant rain, and the Umkamas and Tugela will stay clean and fishable for a while yet. Again, some excellent fish of up to 19 inches or 48 centimeters have been reported from the NFFC beat on the Umkamas River. The warmer weather appears to have been conducive towards the bass anglers, however, and some great fish have been reported. Most notably, a 5.38 kilo PB caught by local PMB-based angler Christo Fantonda. Well done, that man. That's a cracker of a fish. Both Albert Falls and Midmar Dams are fishing well. Word from the water is that it's jerkbait season and that the bass have come out of spawn and are now hungry and waiting to feed up. A very exciting way to fish, as jerkbait fishing is not slow and hungry fish will chase down a fast-moving bait. Top tips: use a medium-powered rod, 6 to 6.5 foot, light line, 8 to 10 pounds, and use a natural to clear bait on bright sunny days and a darker bait on cloudy days. The quote-unquote bream anglers, that is for tilapia and carp, are not complaining either by the sounds of things, with both fish currently in spawn mode, and again some great fish being reported currently. While your largemouth bass are the most sought after, purely from a size perspective I think, smallmouth bass have a great reputation as a harder fighting cousin. Anglers that were targeting scaly recently came across a quote-unquote fairly urban stretch of river infested with these guys. Nothing big, but great fun on the ultralights, with the smallmouth fighting much harder than the largemouth bass. So guys, take advantage of the weather before the real summer rains make an appearance. Throw that line and maybe get to brag about a PE. Pop by the Kingfish and Peter Matsberg for the best in tackle advice in the meantime.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Always great to get your detailed report of what's been going on our freshwater scene. So we've got some confused weather gods. However, the NFC still produces some great fish. And well done to our Protea team on how they've competed in Spain. But big up to Sean Dixon on that first place with that 16 fish competing amongst the world's best. So guys, looks like the bass fishing at Midmar and Albert Falls is on fire. Thank you, Jan, for that advice on how to fish for them. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been absolutely fantastic throughout our entire coastline as well as inland. Looks like the fish are on the bite. It's the end of the school holidays, so if you do have kids, make sure you get them out there. There is definitely something to catch. Guys, it's been an absolute privilege bringing this news to you. I love it. It is such good, positive fishing news for KZN over this past week. And until next week, well, make sure you keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.